Your silent crossing miraculously ends without a hitch. The last few metres, you glide like shadows along the wall, guiding the trembling prisoners to the opening in the west passage. You plunge into the narrow corridor, gently pushing the dishevelled group ahead of you. Their relief is palpable. Some collapse against the walls, stifling sobs of deliverance. The contrast is striking. After the oppressive vastness of the temple, this cramped corridor closes in on you. They must proceed in single file, their bruised bodies brushing against the damp walls. The aisle lamp casts multiplied shadows on the oozing stone. The air is filled with a different smell that makes the captives flinch. Less incense and blood, more mould and brine. The pantry alcove draws their hungry attention. Portly barrels, sacks swollen with moisture, strings of dried fish. Their eyes, hollowed by hunger, stare greedily at these provisions. This cache, lit by its own lamp, confirms that their jailers use this passage regularly, a detail that rekindles their terror.